Playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country for Oz, mate. It's Matty Gold and the Venga Boys. They are back in town, and it is no bigger thank you to Australian superstar Timmy Trumpet. He has re-released a version of their smash hit Up and Down. What better way to catch up about it is to chat to Timmy Trumpet himself. Timmy, thank you for coming on, spending a bit of time here on Oz, mate.
G'day, mate. Thank you for having me on the show, and thanks everyone out there for tuning in.
Yeah, well, how about this? Venga Boys. Look, it's probably not the first collab that I would think about Timmy Trumpet teaming up with. How the heck did this come about, mate?
Mate, they hit me up on Instagram, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this a real account, a fake account? Is this possible? Are they still around, you know?
Yeah.
But I grew up with the Venga Boys. I'm a massive fan. The Venga Bus is one of those tracks that kind of got me into dance music.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents know the Venga Boys, and I couldn't resist it. Got in the studio with them, went through all their tracks for one to possibly remake, and I picked Up and Down. Mate, they were cool about it. They let me take the direction I wanted. And I didn't change too much. I mean, it's already a really fun, catchy Venga Boys record. So I just freshened it up, made it a bit more festival, big room, a bit more accessible for today's crowd.
And how do you think your crowd is going to be taken on to this brand new direction for this song?
I've definitely had some mixed reviews.
Yeah, sure,
but,
sure.
It's done really well. I mean, it was fun. You know, I love dancing around like a clown. If you watch the music video, it's basically us in a green screen room just being, you know, an idiot. It was a lot of fun. That's what the Venga Boys are to me. They are fun. And I wanted a piece of fun. Just bring a bit of positivity in the world right now.
Yeah.
And also for people that know of the Venga Boys, bring back that sound and what they created back then. It was an honor. I'm stoked.
And you actually debuted it doing the live stream.
That's right, yeah. I mean, I've been doing a few of the live streams. Obviously not the same as a real performance, but DJing is listed as the number one non-essential job during a pandemic. So,
how does that make you feel? Is that just like a big kick? Like, kick to the feels. Who wrote that?
It's pretty fun. I always, when I told my grandma I'm doing music, she goes, there's no money in music.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of get what she's talking about now, in a way, but I'm loving the break. I'm spending time with family. I'm very fortunate that, you know, I'm healthy, my family's healthy.
Yep.
I'm spending a lot of time in the studio, which I think every DJ wants to do. You know, we don't get enough time. I'm only in Australia these days 1 or 2 weeks a year. So it's just so good to be home in the best country in the world.
Yeah.
And also, I found some new talents. You know, I started a TikTok account. I found my stage. I found I can still be me on this new platform, dancing around like a bloody idiot, and you know, I've still got a crowd out there that want to see that. So
well, that's what you've got to do. Particularly when you are so successful like yourself, Timmy, you've got to find these moments and these elements where you can actually enjoy what you're doing and like this team up with the Venga Boys. Do some stuff for you,
mate. It really is like that. You've got to have fun, mate. And I'm finding this TikTok stuff is a lot of fun. Less time annoying my fiance as well. I'm going to annoy the rest of the world.
With TikTok too, there's like over 150,000 fan made videos that go with Up and Down. Even people like Jason Derulo and Ollie Mules are getting on board. So we're on the right track with it all.
We are, mate. It's insane the feedback we've been getting and the success of it so far. But I owe all of that to the original artists themselves, the Venga Boys.
Sure. And with all this social media and streaming stuff, Timmy, you have surpassed 1 billion. Is this something you ever dreamed of? Like, that's a massive number.
Mate, absolutely not. I always kind of thought that the system was rigged and that stuff only happens to people that have lots of money and know the right people. And I think for anyone listening out here, you need to know that if I can do this, anyone can.
Yeah.
Just keep working hard. And I'm very fortunate that Savage liked one of the tracks that Freaks track I did, and then he jumped on that, and I feel real lucky, you know. I just feel real blessed, you know, real fortunate, and to be able to now work with the Venga Boys and all these other acts that I dreamt of doing. And I always like surprising people. I don't want to be predictable. I don't want to, you know, I don't want people to go, oh, I'm going to listen to this, it's going to be like his last track. I always want to be able to shock people, you know, violate their expectations of what they're going to hear. I hope that's come through.
Yeah, mate, it definitely has. We can feel the fun through it, and we're looking forward to following a bit more of you on TikTok as that develops as well, mate. And I just want to know, though, finally, did we ever find out where the freaks are at?
There is no freaks. We don't know where they are.
We don't know.
I always say that, like, my crowd, they are like freaks. They're very, very loyal, and they are lunatics, you know, where they party just as hard as me. And now we got them all over, usually around this time. What are we in August? We're in September now, but we'd be doing 5 or 6 countries a week. You know, I'm getting nostalgic right now, thinking and talking about it.
Yep.
Just like I get nostalgic by remaking classic tracks like the Venga Boys, you know. It's kind of getting people to look back at that record, that original classic record,
sure, yeah,
and bringing that, what I experienced the first time I heard it, to them, you know?
Brilliant, mate. Well, we're loving the rehash, the revamp of it, as well as that nostalgic stuff with it too, mate. We're loving your social things that you're doing, but we just cannot wait for all this to pass one day and to see you up there live again, chucking in some freaks and chucking in your brand new collab with the Venga Boys up and down.
Mate, thank you so much for your time, and thanks everyone out there for the support over so many years. I'm very lucky, very blessed, and I love you.
Mate, we love you too. Timmy Trumpet, thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Cheers, guys. I'll chat soon. Ciao. What's up? This is Timmy Trumpet, and you're listening to my brand new track with the Venga Boys, Up and Down, on Oz Made.